He has lived here ever 1960.
What did you say, Nat?
Well, let's say you're talking
what
about somebody.
What did you say? I didn't catch you.
Well, let's say you're talking about somebody down the road, and I want to know about him. And you can say, he has lived here ever 1960.
Ever since 1960.
All right. A greeting on December 25th is what? Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Well, let's say you're greeting somebody on Christmas Day. What would you say to him? You'd say,
Christmas gift, what you talking about? A hello, a hug.
Would you ever use anything else in connection with Christmas? Let's say you're greeting somebody and you say, ho, 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 Christmas.
Christmas gift, huh?
All right.
That's no, what it's like you say, Happy New Year. What would you say if it was Christmas?
Happy Christmas, huh?
No, you wouldn't say happy.
Happy Christmas, you wouldn't say nothing.
Any other, no, you have other term besides happy that you use in before Christmas? You know, that you use before
like
the word.
Like you were going to tell somebody, have a blank Christmas, what would you say?
Oh, I hope you'll have a nice Christmas, something like that.
Yeah. What other word would you use?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. We wanted you to say the word Merry.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would say Merry Christmas.
Well, sure you would.
Yeah. Now,
some of it sounds kind of funny.
Right. A sausage or a wiener in a bun is called a...
hot dog.
All right. Jesus' parents were Joseph and...
Mary.
All right. Our first president was George...
Washington.
All right. If a man and a woman want to live together, they get...
married.
After the man caught a cold, he became very...
croupy in the chest. Huh?
Well, let's say he can't talk
because
very
horse.
Well. All right. Fine. If you want to send a message to someone, you him a letter.
You send him a letter?
No, you do like this. If you want to send a message to someone, you him a letter.
You write him a letter.
All right, fine. To go to New York, you might on a train.
You might ride on a train.
Fine. A cowboy rides on a
horse.
Fine. The parts of a tree that are underground are its
roots.
All right. You strike a match to start a
fire.
Fine. The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
smut.
Any other term you use for it besides smut?
No, that's all we call it, smut. You know, it thickens up and...
We were trying to get you to use the term, let's say, sud or something.
What?
Sud or soot. You ever use that?
No, we never had used it. I never heard nothing except smut, you know.
Okay. Milk comes from a...
cow.
Fine. Your parents are your what and your what?
Mom and father.
Fine. Unpackaged material is material that is bought in... Let's say you buy a lot of material. It isn't in packages.
It's in blocks?
Well, let's say it's
mail.
Not... It's not boxed. Let's put it this way. We buy peanut butter in a jar now.
Oh, yeah.
But in old days, when the grocer dipped it out of a barrel, you
bought it in a... in them cartons.
Any term you use for anything
you
that
you... call them lard cartons. I don't know what to call them now.
Yeah, any terms you ever use for anything that you buy in large amounts? Let's say you buy it in huge amounts.
In lard cans?
Well, let's say it's,
can lard
let's say it's not packaged and you want to buy a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever say, I buy it in...
Well...
What about the term, say, bulk or something?
Book. You buy a book.
Okay,
you get it
fine.
In
a... That's fine.